This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. Yankees get rained out, but we are giving away more Yankee tickets, Al. So get ready to talk to some winners later. More Yankee tickets every single hour. We're going to have a special guest joining us in about 20 minutes from now as we say an official goodbye to him. But this morning is about one team still chasing a dream. Like our buddy who is trying to be the kicker for the New York Jets, hanging out in the street, chasing his dream, Josh from Salt Lake City. The Mets are continuing to chase theirs, as last night was one of those really cool and special nights because it was 9-11. The Mets score 9 runs, get 11 hits. And Pete Alonso, when you thought that he could not be more perfect, says, I'm going to get the never forget cleats for my team. I'm going around Major League Baseball because they are sticklers with this stuff, even when it's something like 9-11 that's so important to this city, that team, and everybody around us. He said, I'm doing it, and I don't care what they say. And then, of course, they go out and do what they did last night with the first responders on the field before the game. They were wearing the caps before the game. And then they gained a game last night. They're two back. The Mets are two back of a playoff berth, and last night was a big part of that. Day game today, Marcus Stroman on the mound with an opportunity to sweep the Diamondbacks. If you weren't in yesterday, you might be in this morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Oh, I was wondering if you're ever going to get to me. I mean, my God. Talking about taking control of this radio show. That's ridiculous.
Well,
that's
this
like
is what
a
happens.
2.5 minute freaking introduction.
Right, and then now I don't talk for 7. That's how it works.
Oh, okay.
I get 2, you talk for 7, and then I say 3 more words the rest of the opening segment.
I'm doing great, man.
You haven't seen the trend?
Hey, I am doing great, man. The Flushing 5 is doing what the Flushing 5 is supposed to do. Steven Matz wiggles out of a jam. He puts himself in the second inning, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just turns around. And the game is played well, and the offense is there, the defense is there, the pitching was there. And, you know, this is now – like, you know, Stroman has got to do it now. Stroman has got to go out there today, and he's got to stop messing around. You know, I don't want to see 5 innings and 4 runs. I want to see him go in 7 innings and give up 2 runs.
Yeah.
That's the max that I want to see from Marcus Stroman. You know, I'm built for this. I can handle this. Okay. You know, if he just wouldn't have said anything, I don't think I'd be as perturbed as I am by his performance. But now it's time for him to come up big. And I love what you said about Pete Alonso, because that kid gets it, man. That kid is like the Aaron Judge of the New York Mets. He gets all of it. He understands who he is. He understands what he's accomplished, and he understands what a leader does. And what a leader does every now and again goes against the grain. And going against the grain is a good thing in this case, because it honors the memory of 9-11 and the significance that sports had in healing this country and bringing this country together. And the Mets were one of those teams right in the middle of it. And obviously, we all remember the Mike Piazza home run. And the big picture of everything, it's not about the home run and about the Mets winning, but it is about New York coming together and having goosebumps and being able to cheer about something during what was the worst attack on our country in its history. So I think that Pete Alonso is the man. And the more he does, the more you fall in love with that guy.
Yeah.
And the more you're happy that he is on your team, the more you're happy, you know he's going to get the NL Rookie of the Year. He's got a very good chance to be the home run leader. And in the midst of all of this, they have now gotten themselves to 2 back. And that is not only the Cubs, but the Milwaukee Brewers, because even though the Milwaukee Brewers have lost Christian Yelich, they have now won 6 in a row. And it is tightening up. It is tightening up at the top of this wild card race. This is exactly what baseball was hoping for. You have basically five teams, right? You have the Diamondbacks, the Mets, the Phillies, six teams, the Cubs, the Brewers, and the Nationals. You have all these fan bases all watching these games every single day. So when you look back to when they first came out with the wild card, there were some people, and everybody talks about Bob Costas, but at the end of the day, we're all baseball purists. We all love baseball, and that was something that it took a while for us to get used to. And this is the reason why. Here we are in September, and you got six teams all bunched up within 2.5 games of each other. And for me, as a Met fan, and I think I speak for you and everybody else, it's awesome.
It is. And instead of being 5.5 back with 17 to go, it's 2 back with 17 to go. And you feel like there's a real chance if the Mets can get into that game with their starting pitching. And you're right. Now, I'm going to the game a little bit later today. Hopefully the weather cooperates. Marcus Stroman from Patchogue. I'll be there from Bellport. I'm bringing a guy from Blue Point. This is it. They're going to get this win. He's going to pitch the best that he has pitched since he's been a Met. It's been disappointing. I'm not going to lie. I've had his back. I've wanted him to be great, but I feel like every single time his turn comes up in the rotation, we're saying the same stuff. This is the time. This is why you came here. This is why you said all that stuff. This is why Brody Van Wagenen went out to get you, and then it's been flat almost every time. Well, today it came. Can't be flat. It can't be. And this is not one of those toss out some crap lineup to save the team because the Dodgers are coming in over the weekend. No, this is it. You smell blood, you taste blood, and you go and you finish them, and you sweep this four-game series, and you have the momentum going into the weekend with Syndergaard on the mound on Friday and his gums flapping like they always do. Whatever. Hopefully he goes out and he backs it up and he continues this thing. But this is not one of those you lose because you already won 3 in a row and it's a day game after a night game. No! You finish them today. You finish them at home at Citi Field. Like, you guys got swept in the last homestand 6 in a row. Now you build on it. Now you have 4 in a row. Now you keep it rolling, and today is so crucial for them, and I know that every game is so crucial, but this one for Stroman, everyone for Stroman, but you get another opportunity. As they say, the great thing about baseball is there's a game the next day. There's another opportunity for Marcus Stroman to make his mark with this team. It's not too late.
You know, Pete Alonso is 24 years old. 9/11 happened when he was 6.
And he was down in Florida. You know, it's right. Not like he was a local guy.
Right. So
to really have that, it's amazing.
Got it. I'll tell you, it made me feel, I don't know. There was like a sense of like just this pride and everything about my guy on our team doing what he did yesterday.
And it is.
And how he did it and how the whole team. Sure. I mean, like the whole team reacted the right way. Right. And they always do. And you expect, because the Mets know that part of it. They know what the city is. They know what yesterday means and all that other stuff. But you know, when I think about it, and I think about, you know, this kid was 6 when 9/11 happened. He has been here less than a year, and he has basically taken all of us on this unbelievable ride this year for himself, but also to take this team on this ride. And for him to do what he did with the shoes yesterday and do it and just understand everything at the age of 24 – was terrific, was absolutely terrific. And I can't tell you how much pride there was watching that game last night.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know what it is. I know we've all been touched and everything else right. Like that. But I was just like, man, that's our guy, man. That's our guy.
I know. Well, because we haven't had a lot of those in our history as Met fans that have been the homegrown guy. It's been great. Now, we're lucky enough to have David Wright, but the end of his career, of course, was marred by major injury. You know, that homegrown special
everyday player.
Yeah, who understands the franchise and the city. It's just great to have that. So that's why it felt extra special. And, you know, Major League Baseball, it's a joke that they don't allow the players to wear the first responder hats during the game. And I know that they wanted to and they couldn't. That's why Pete Alonso didn't tell Major League Baseball about the cleats, and good for him, because he knew that they would say no. I mean, the fact that you can't for one game say that whoever the home team is, the Mets or Yankees, or if the Yankees are on the road or the Mets are on the road, can't wear the first responder hats for one game to make a special exception because of what? Now all of a sudden you open Pandora's box and everybody's going to be wearing different hats.
It doesn't matter.
It's one special day for New York City.
You know, because they play so many games, you know, and they do that whole, you know, the the Players' Weekend game. Those uniforms were horrific.
One of the worst I've ever seen.
Right, they were horrific. You know, Alonzo's running out there like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, you know, with that big white uniform and everything. But here's the thing. They should give every team, I would think. Maybe they've thought about this. I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking about it now. Maybe just because it was last night. They should get every team, like, you know, one home game a year where they can do something either with their hats or something to reflect something locally.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. If it was Arizona, and let's say Arizona had, you know, firefighter night because the year before, 10 years ago, they had this major brush fire that took out towns or whatever, you know, they could have a first responder night. Now, I know they have first responder nights like that and all that stuff, but they don't wear the hats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let them wear the hats on the field.
Just as long as they're in the color of your team or whatever and you're not getting too crazy with them, you just do it within reason, and then you have your night where you can do something locally for something, whether it be hungerthon, it could be whatever you want it to be, but
right.
Just give the team that one night to have a special night and just try to coordinate it with all the other teams. So it's, you know, it could be a, you know how they do cancer for baseball? Stand up for cancer, yeah. Or they also do breast cancer
awareness, yeah, with pink bats.
And
yep.
I love all that stuff.
Yep.
There's usually one-offs or a weekend or something like that. I think that is great. So maybe you give the teams one game to do something, you know, along the lines of what Pete Alonso did last night. I don't know. I can't think of all the machinations that go into it, but all I know is that I'm proud that my first baseman did what he did.
Right. No, I think that was great. And they couldn't wear the hats, but they had the cleats, and that was great. It's just, if you go back to that time and you talk to anybody who was an NYPD guy, was an FDNY guy, and they'll tell you that the support from the Mets and Yankees during that time.
Giants and Jets, of course,
because the season
Devils
was there. All
Islanders,
the teams.
All of them.
You know, I was just talking because Major League Baseball has their stickler.
Right.
That's why I just brought up the Mets and Yankees. But obviously, everybody was involved. But the support at that time, you know, meant so much to them. And wearing that hat and seeing that on the field meant so much to him. So that's why it's just silly that Major League Baseball doesn't allow him to do it. But Pete Alonso took it upon himself knowing that Major League Baseball was going to be a stickler and did it. It was great. And the fact that they scored 9 runs and had 11 hits, it's like goosebump type stuff. It really is. Especially, you remember that year, too. It ultimately didn't work out for the Mets. But, you know, they went on that run there in September. And, of course, they ran into Brian Jordan and the Braves. And it was just heartbreaking the way that it ended. And heartbreaking for the Yankees as well, the way that it ended that year against the Diamondbacks. But, you know, it's just there's... We always talk about sports, the special nature, how sometimes it transcends just the game on the field and it's in your lives. You know, and last night was just one of those days where it was more than a baseball game. It was more than the Mets and the Diamondbacks playing a game at Citi Field. It just had that different feel about it from the second that you turned it on and watched them do what they did. So it was great. It was great. And I just hope that this continues, and the rest of September, we're talking about a team that's in a race, and I can't imagine how they're not going to be with the way that they're playing in their 2 games back.
Man, it's just I walked past Harris out there, you know, and when they got swept by the Cubs and the Braves, and we came in here and they lost that that game in the 9th inning to the Nationals. You know, Harris is really down, and he's like, "Oh, it's over, it's over." I'm like, "Harris, don't give up, man. Let's show some spine here."
Yeah,
you know, I know you're out here talking to these people in the bullpen here. Let's show some spine.
Yeah.
I mean, let's stay with it. We got a lot of baseball left to play. And I think at that time, even, you know, the Fangraphs, you know, percentage to make the playoffs thing, the Mets were still double digit percentage favorites to get there, like, you know, 18% or 19%. And that was even with those 7 losses, you know, that they had between the Cubs, the Braves, and that one loss at the Nationals. And now here they are, they're 2 out, man. If they just would have won 3 and 4 in that, but I don't want to play that game because we tried to play that game yesterday. It was going to drive you crazy. But I don't know, man. Last night was special. And Steven Matz worked through that awful second inning. I know it was hot and steamy and he was sweating and all that other stuff. But give him credit for fighting through it. He showed us something. Now Marcus Stroman has to show us something today.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's really a repeat every time he takes the mound. We're saying the same stuff leading in and then the same stuff at the end.
I'm still waiting for like a dominating performance.
I know. Well, this is he's got the opportunity today to change the narrative. He's got an opportunity today to make everybody feel great about him being on the team. It's another opportunity for him, and hopefully this time, tomorrow, we'll be talking about how he finally showed up for them in the biggest of spots.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.